Right, you got another one for me, Dan?
Yeah, well, yes. I remember we were, you and me and your mum were sitting on our front porch, and when about the middle of your writing the book, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing a magpie, you know, furring around in the tan bark. You know.
Yeah, we were having a cup of tea, weren't we?
Yeah.
And talking about. I think I was in the middle of the research for this book.
Yes,
and
you were.
Big topics, and Mum was struggling with it all,
yes.
Right? How can you be in this, Sarah? It's so devastating. And and we were sort of panning back a little bit in the discussion, going, okay, well, what is this all about? You know, where do we sit in this as humans, destroying the planet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. And I made the point that, does the magpie, it's innocent of all of this. Does it need, does it need to die? And I just wonder how...
Yeah. Teary, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Mm. And I just wonder how that's sitting with you now.
Yeah, because I remember we were talking about it, and there is this sense. I do cover this a little in the book, and readers, you may or may not be up to this bit, but perhaps you're thinking this stuff already, wherever you are at in the book. There's this sort of sense that there's a temptation, isn't there, to go, oh, God, we're such a useless species. Mm. Do we deserve this, and a beautiful magpie with its beautiful perfection, you look at animals and there's just this perfection to them and you're like, they deserve to continue to live in harmony with nature and without our, grubby fingers all over things.
Yeah.
But at first, in fact, I wrote that anecdote into the book and agreed with you. But then as I progressed, I came back to it and went, that doesn't sit right with me. And I don't think it's a human-centric mindset that dictates that, because long ago I've given up on my own life in terms of attaching too much importance to it, But I do think that the human experiment, the human journey is not meant to end here. Life really does want more life, Life wants life to continue. And I think that we're part of that. We are an integral part of it. And, I think, readers, you may have read the bit where I refer to the fact, quoting Toby Ord, an Australian academic working out of Oxford, I think it is, that we are, in terms of our development as a mammalian species, we're actually at the kind of age of a 16-year-old, so a teenager. And we're pretty forgiving of teenagers and the dumb stuff that they do. And we just hope that they'll course correct and we try to steer them. And so I think that that's where we're at. I think we need to be here. We need to be here. We need to be part of this experience. Mm. This is how the grand, grand kind of matrix of life is going,
Yep.
And so what do we do now? We don't, put our hands up, wave the white flag and go, I'm out of here. Like, we're done.
Mm.
No. I, and maybe this is my spiritual side speaking, Dad, I kind of actually believe that all of this is necessary, potentially, for us to evolve to where we do go next.
Yeah,
it is the ultimate challenge, and to give up is a little bit of a cop-out, It's adolescent. It's in keeping with that adolescent mindset. What do you reckon?
Well, it makes me feel like I can stay friends with the magpies. and they might miss me.
Yeah.
I
think we would be missed. Mm. I think we would be missed by in the grand scheme of things. I think I quote the philosopher Jonathan Lear. Maybe it wasn't him in the book. I'd have to go back and check. But I think it's like we are horrible and we're beautiful. We're capable of incredible things and horrific things.
Mm.
And I think that, what we're here to do is to actually steer things towards the better stuff and see if we can do it.
Okay. We're the best and worst of nature.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Okay.